Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The 2020 National Dog Show is tomorrow.
That's not to be confused with the Westminster.
There will be some changes. This time there will be no spectators on hand for the 2020 National Dog Show. The competition also being limited to just 600 dogs, down from nearly 2,000 in normal years.
That's too bad, because normally the dogs feed off the energy of the crowd.
Going to be tough for them to get hyped up.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can watch this after you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It will be following immediately after.
Which we understand now is four balloons going around the block.
Yeah.
They make it look on the promos like it's just like the old days.
Right.
Yeah, but if you read about it, they say...
They probably show no video, that's why.
Yeah. They said, well, it's going to be shortened and it's going to be a parade, but don't come to the parade.
No.
That sounds like the perfect parade.
Right. Yeah. How do they regulate that? I mean, if it's in a stadium, I understand you can control people, but you can't stop people from going out in the street.
Not during the day. They have a curfew in some states.
Well, they'll probably have cops patrolling that area, breaking up.
If you're congregating.
Break
it up.
Well, in New York now, they have all these people building outdoor enclosures for their outdoor eating. Hey, come eat in this shack.
But I read about those things, though. They're actually worse than being indoors because there's no ventilation. There's no circulation going in there.
Yeah, I always thought if you're building the structure, aren't you defeating the purpose of being outside?
Yes. Yeah.
You're still stopping the airflow.
Yeah. Right. So it's like they're building a shed but leaving the door open?
Well,
kind of.
It looks like, because it's going to be cold, so they're going to put their...
They're just like tents with patio heaters. Yeah.
It's wood, though. It's
wood. Huts.
It's plywood huts, right?
Oh, okay. I saw people just putting up like big tents over their patio.
But Nick's right, though. They're putting up plywood, basically, buildings in front of their restaurants, which are outdoors, but there's no ventilation in those things that are like there would be indoors.
But once you go in the shed, you're not outdoors.
No. Right.
So, yeah, come in here and eat outside.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Wait, what?
Come inside and it counts as eating outside.
Well, that's what pisses me off about the nightly news. I mean, they forget that half the country cannot sit outside and eat Thanksgiving dinner. And they keep telling people, listen, you can still get together, but, man, you can eat outside. Yeah, no.
No.
Most of us don't live in the South. Most of us. And nobody corrects anybody. Well, how about, reporter lady, I know you're reporting from the South, but the rest of us can't go outside on Thanksgiving Day.
No, it's freezing.
All right.
The goose will get cold.
Man.
Stop it.
Now the goose is on the table.
It is getting cold.
Right. Yeah, we'll have to travel 500 miles south.
But we won't 500 miles an hour.
Nick, man, I'll tell you what, you're an ass. Here's the deal with that, Nick.
I don't care. I'm going to come in there and pummel you.
Listen, this is behind-the-scenes stuff. As I kept, just playing that goose thing, I'm thinking, I got to bring out some way to save 500 miles. So I just reloaded that 2 seconds ago.
Perfect.
And then you threw it out there. Excellent.
Our point remains, Nick.
Over to Grandma's house we go. How far does she live, Nick?
Probably about 500 miles.
500 miles. Now the goose is on the table.
Protocols be damned. I'm kicking your ass.
I just love watching Puss's head just fall.
So's the audience. You're going to sing that all weekend long. Are you going somewhere for Thanksgiving? Yeah, Grandma's.
Man, I get killing the last segment before vacation, but come on.
Yep. You can whack a goose in Nebraska right now, too.
Mm. And shoot one, too.
I'm not killing it.
If you're dying for a goose dinner. We can go out tomorrow.
I can go whack the goose.
Tomorrow in the morning.
I'll probably do that in about 2 hours.
Have some fresh goose.
Or we don't get any on the table.
We could go out this afternoon.
Yeah, it won't be near the table, you're right.
Get our daily bag limit and come back and feed the family.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Wildlife officials in Utah were in a remote area in the Red Rocks of Utah counting sheep from a helicopter, as you do.
I'm glad you're bringing this back up because we talked about this at 5:30 this morning, and I want to bring it back up.
I love that song, Counting Sheep from a Helicopter.
That's right.
When they discovered a shiny metal monolith that appears to be 10 to 12 feet high, planted, not dropped, they say, near the large red rocks that surround it. Now Keep in mind, they are in an exceedingly remote area.
Yeah. Right.
It's got to be aliens or an artist who's a good backpacker.
That's the
They're saying
prevailing.
It's an illegal art installation, they think.
Or
it's a homing device for the Martians who are going to kill us next week. That's how they should do it. They should put both those out there. It's either one or the other. Because it really is either one or the other. It's either an art installation or something alien they're going to kill us.
If it's a homing device that's going to kill us all, why do you put it in the middle of nowhere? Why would you put it in the middle of a big city?
Because that's
people might see it there.
So they'll get there and then stage the attack.
Right, we know where it's at.
But you could put a giant monolith in the middle of downtown Manhattan and nobody would care. They would just walk right by it and say, oh, there's a big monolith there.
What is a monolith?
That thing on the
thing in the desert or in the park.
I have no idea either. So
it is just a single thing.
Yeah, it just looks like a piece of metal. Yeah. About a six foot, one foot wide piece of metal.
I think the artists that did these, because there's a lot of artists that do weird things like this all the time. I think they're brilliant because they stuck it there, knowing eventually it might get found, but they didn't know when because it is that remote.
Is technically illegal.
That's my shit.
Right. Do they have the dimensions on this thing? How tall is it?
10 to 12 feet because it's planted.
How much does it weigh?
Well, they haven't unplanted it.
They haven't lifted it up yet.
They should probably leave it there.
But to drag it there, I mean, it's got to weigh something.
I'm thinking it was pieced together when put there.
Yeah, but then that would probably take several guys to pack in.
Well, that makes it less of a monolith.
That can't be a monolith. A monolith is one piece.
They did it somehow, man.
Couldn't they have dropped it from a helicopter?
Yeah, there you go.
That's possible.
No, they said it was not dropped. It was planted.
Did it look like it had been dragged there?
Nope.
Oh, it was all shiny.
Yeah.
There's got to be, like, footprints around there if that thing had been dragged there. Unless, it was long, long time ago, and the land has since eroded, and the tracks are covered now.
It looks pretty new to me.
Yeah, you don't know how long ago the aliens put it there. It could have been there for thousands of years.
Yeah, Aliens versus the Cowboys. I've seen that documentary.
Sure.
I mean, yeah.
By the way, I think that's an ass double of Olivia Wilde in Aliens.
I never watched that
movie. Yes, it is, I believe. Yeah.
I was disappointed when I heard that because I'm sure she has a fine ass.
I'm sure she does.
She's available now.
And she should show us.
Yeah. Well, she's done being disappointed by Aaron Rodgers.
Olivia Wilde.
No, Olivia.
Not Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn.
Yeah, Olivia Wilde did some nude scenes in Vinyl.
Yes, she did. Oh, yeah. With a Merkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a Merkin, wasn't it?
It was a full frontal with the Merkin.
Yep.
Cool balls, dude.
No.
I'm going to get a Merkin, see what my wife says. Check this out.
What, for her or for you?
A little surprise. No, for me.
You're going to get, like, a different color.
All of a sudden, you just got a full wolf down in your crotch.
Yeah, just like Bob Ross. Just huge, like, big afro.
Well, and make it, like, blonde or red or something. Something so she notices.
Puss is projecting.
Like, surprise.
I grew it out for you.
But stay on top of the Utah monolith story, because I'm curious what they find out about this.
Well, like I said, they did the nightly news last night, and they said they suspected is it illegal art.
Right, that's what I think. It's some really ambitious artists.
Or we're dead next week.
Well, here's the deal. If they figure it out, they'll report on it again on the news. If we don't hear about it again, it was aliens.
Right.
Because then it's just going to be stuck in the vault at Area 51 with the, space wreck.
It's a crazy-looking thing. It really is.
Yeah.
It's
pretty cool. I didn't examine it that closely, but it looked like it was one piece. I didn't see any seams in it or anything.
Yeah, we're not up to it, though.
And it's big metal Legos. They just snapped it all together.
Yeah, maybe.
I could have put it in a wheelbarrow. Hiked their way inland.
It's big monolith trying to throw us off.
Mm-hmm. How far back in that desert was that, you think, Nick?
Probably about 500 miles. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more. To be the man to plant the monolith.
Last night. The Drew Barrymore Show is under fire for throwing a wedding on the show. For a frontline nurse named Selena.
What was wrong with that? Oh, because two people?
No masks, no social distancing, something like that?
And Selena got married to a high school teacher, Dan. Their wedding was postponed due to the pandemic. So the Drew Barrymore Show came to the rescue.
Okay.
In the comments of the YouTube video, people are pointing out that Dan was actually Selena's teacher in high school.
Oh, and they didn't know
their relationship
that.
Reportedly began when she was underage.
Well, they're not now.
You got to investigate.
Viewers
that.
Questioned why CBS couldn't find a couple whose relationship did not begin inappropriately.
Well, they didn't look into it. They made a mistake. Somebody, the researcher, didn't look into it.
What's
they probably saw
like?
A cute couple, and she's a frontline worker. Well, let's do this.
I'm sure.
That's exactly how
it happened.
They wanted the frontline workers. They want to make a celebration of it.
And it's legit now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, who cares? If they were never arrested, what's a big deal?
People do care.
Well, people are too judgmental.
Yeah, I don't
care. Well, they're saying that, this started back when it was illegal.
Yeah,
that's kind of troubling.
It is a bit.
Well, yeah, the researchers should have looked into that. Drew Barrymore just shows up. Okay, who's getting married? Cool, I'm doing this. Okay, great. Right. Yeah.
How'd you meet? She was always turning in her homework late.
She stayed after for extra credit.
So she was his student?
Yeah.
And he was grooming her?
No one said that.
How come they weren't arrested back in the day then?
They didn't know.
Oh, okay. I guess.
And if, have to know in order to bust somebody.
Is there any proof that their relationship at that time was inappropriate?
Sexual. Yeah.
I've given you the information I have. I've even turned over the piece of paper, and I'm not looking at it anymore.
That's probably too.
Been his student.
I'm out.
And then they met up later on and hit it off.
Which happens.
Yeah. They could have just gotten to know each other. Right. It could have been completely innocent at that point.
Their relationship reportedly began when she was underage.
Okay.
But what does that mean?
I can't be more... I don't know how that could be more explanatory.
Sexual relationship is different than a relation.
Yeah, it could have just been a relationship.
Sure.
Two people could have gotten to know each other.
That doesn't sound... I think you're trying to put a little bit
I'm just saying that
better
that,
shine on this than most people understand the facts to be.
When they say underage,
if
it makes it seem like they were not going to know.
If she's a student and he's a teacher, that counts as a relationship.
Well, was she putting a shine on it? That's what I want to know.
You want to know about an underage girl putting a shine on a teacher?
Yeah, she's 17, and he's
22. Yeah, you report on that all the time.
No, we don't.
No, not that way.
No, we don't.
Not that way.
We do not.
Well,
you are wrong.
She wasn't 12, though, right?
I don't know.
Anytime it's a male teacher, we don't. That's
right. We avoid that.
No, we don't do that.
Because that's just creepy.
What, a 20,
exactly.
A 22-year-old guy to an 18-year-old girl? No, it's not. It's not creepy at all.
Well, who's okay? See, now what we're doing here is putting together facts that would make this a little bit more understandable for people like yourself.
Well, we need to know the details.
And she wasn't 18 because they said she was underage.
Underage. I don't know how much more underage can mean to you.
Okay, but I need the definition of relationship.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
What exactly was their relationship when she was underage? That doesn't mean
I don't think people would have an
sexual issue
with it unless it were.
Yeah, probably wasn't good.
No, people have issues with everything. People manufacture outrage all the time.
Yeah, you're giving people too much credit.
You are.
I'd like to see this story, but I won't
look into it.
I'm not going
nah.
to.
Nah.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.